You people kowtow to the Jew. Right. It's always been the dog whistle from the left that if you can, that you can't, if you're Chuck Schumer, sincerely be concerned about the safety
of
and the future existence of Israel.
Yeah.
That's always been the dog whistle. Oh, you're just listening to the Jewish lobby. Why don't you just say international bankers? Why don't you guys just talk about international bankers and, you know, the protocols of Zion? It's a smear. It's sick and it's repulsive and it's a smear and it continues. And the president of the United States only makes it worse by saying that you have to be ignorant or else in bed with Iranian radicals if you oppose my deal.
Choice.
Or the Jewish lobby has paid you off and you're scared of these powerful Jews lurking behind crevices in international banks. It's sickening. And it's bigotry, and it should be called out. Who dares suggest that Chuck Schumer is doing this?
Oh, my God. Okay, that's like the fourth time. We get the point.
No, you don't get the point. You're the last person on the face of the earth that appears to get the point.
Are you kidding me? Go to the rally. Why didn't you go to the rally yesterday?
Because there were lots of reasonable people there
making a lot of sense, okay? And it's not like the Republican Party has been reasonable every step of the way as this deal was being put
together. I haven't said they were.
In fact, they've been horrific. In fact, they've been worse.
And you all are saying, oh, well, let's just do it because Barack Obama likes it.
No, let's scrap it because Ted Cruz hates it. And Glenn Beck.
So does Chuck Schumer.
And a lot of other people. You turning into a cartoon character before
Chuck
our very
Schumer
eyes?
Did what he had to do, and it's perfect.
See, there you go. There's the cynicism I talked about. Chuck Schumer could
never there on the Republican
Chuck
side.
Schumer could never, ever believe in his heart, according to you, that actually Israel faces an existential threat from Iran, and this only makes
it worse. Chuck Schumer is not holding rallies begging everybody to go along with him.
He quietly went against it. Chuck Schumer had to do what he had to do. Why did Chuck Schumer have to do what he had to do? What, because he's a Jew? Because there are a lot of Jews in New York? What? Why can't you just say Chuck Schumer did what he believed was right?